USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 61 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered so far in the United States, at a rate of more than 1.5 million doses given per day. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he would like to see more than 2 million doses administered daily by the end of April. The White House's top medical advisor tells CNN that the federal government is making multiple steps towards that goal.
We're doing community vaccine centers, particularly in those areas where you have demographic groups that are generally underserved. We're putting more vaccines into pharmacies. We're using mobile units to go out into underserved areas to do that. And we're getting what's called vaccinators, people who can actually put the vaccine into people's arms. All of those things are being pushed very, very, I would say, aggressively to make sure we get those vaccines into people's arms as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
As the debate over school reopening continues, districts are trying to follow recent guidelines from the CDC while listening to concerns from both parents and teachers. The president of the American Federation of Teachers says that some districts are establishing best practices that can be replicated across the country. Randy Weingarten tells NBC's Meet the Press that she thinks New York City is doing a good job of establishing protocol.
There's no perfect solution, but frankly, I think that New York City has done a pretty good job in terms of showing the way. Big school district, lots of issues in terms of old buildings, and we learned a lot from what New York City did in September and October. And in fact, my members, I just did a survey of my membership, and 85% have said that they would be comfortable being in school if they had the kind of testing, layered mitigation, like, you know, and vaccine prioritization.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of Texans who didn't lose power during last week's winter storms are now facing enormous power bills as rates jumped with the high demand during the storm. Some customers have publicly posted their bills, some tallying into the tens of thousands of dollars. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says some of the federal assistance that will come as part of the federal disaster declaration will go to help homeowners with those bills. He tells CNN that Texans need that help right now.
Well, we're helpful with this emergency disaster declaration. That not only provides FEMA. We got that earlier with an emergency declaration, but a disaster declaration brings in the federal assistance from the federal government, and that's what Texans need right now so desperately. A lot of people are hurting right now.
And two Florida women tried to deceive healthcare workers in order to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.